I would suggest to you that we're entering a period in our history in which the future will be determined by political activism like what we're seeing in Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, and it's not going to be a struggle just to defend the civil liberties of Muslim people, but Muslim people and the struggle of Muslim people and the targeting of Muslim people shows the rest of us what's in store for the rest of us, because as Frederick Douglass has said, and those of you who have heard me speak before know that I repeat this, because he was right in the 1760s when he said this, and he is right today. Power concedes nothing without demand. It doesn't in Wisconsin. It doesn't in Indiana. It doesn't in Ohio. It doesn't in Washington, D.C. It doesn't in Tampa. It doesn't in Cairo. It doesn't in Libya. It never has, and it never will. And those who want justice and freedom without struggle are those who want the crops to grow without the rain. It will not happen without our struggle in order to turn back this wave of the change in fundamental laws that are making civil liberties more difficult to exercise and make it impossible for people like Jess Sundin to be political activists to oppose U.S. policy. And let me just show you one thing to make this concrete. This is what the Supreme Court has upheld as being the definition of a terrorist organization. The Secretary of State may designate a foreign organization only as a terrorist organization only if she finds that it threatens the security of United States nationals or the national security of the United States, irrespective of what its tactics are. That means that the only way an organization can be a terrorist organization is if the Secretary of State thinks that its policies are contrary to U.S. policies. By definition, an organization that supports U.S. policy, no matter what it's doing, cannot be a terrorist organization, cannot be on the list. Do we understand clearly what that means? Two organizations fighting each other with the same tactics, one that the Secretary of State thinks is using those tactics in support of U.S. policy, U.S. security, and one that's against U.S. security, according to today's Secretary of State, only one can be terrorist. Not because of what they're doing, but because of the Secretary of State's impression of that organization's support for U.S. national security. It's the Secretary of State's political opinion of the organization, not what they do, that makes them terrorist or not. And tomorrow, the Secretary of State can decide there's a change in policy with respect to U.S. national security. The list changes. There can be election and U.S. policy changes. They can change again. Returning to 1984, if you remember the book, what happened was every day the population would get up, go look at the big screen, and find out who the enemy was today. The next day, it would be another enemy, and the yesterday's enemy was now the allies. The U.S. Supreme Court, just this last summer, committed to law and upheld the Big Brother version of who the enemy will be tomorrow.